Hey, do you ever wonder what it's like to be inside Podcast to Profit with me and get coaching, get my eyes on your podcast, your coaching offer, your sales strategy, your business, or even maybe a little tough love on the mindset piece? Well, guess what? Today I have a fun coaching snippet from one of our Podcast to Profit calls with Joy Vincent, who I'm going to be auditing her podcast and talking to her about a few ways that she can optimize, niche in, and tweak to really make her podcast shine and convert and attract those listeners who are going to turn into leads. So if you are thinking of podcasting, you already have one, or you want to make your podcast convert better and work for you, this is definitely a coaching session that you should listen into. Grab that notebook and pen and lean in. Oh, and P.S., if you want to be part of Podcast to Profit with us, I coach you every other week, just like this. You have calls with my team twice a week. You have four coaches in our community who help you with your homework, and you have a community of like-minded podcasters who are just pure of heart, walking in what God has called them to do, learning how to grow this thing, and they are just running that same race as you. If that feels like something you want to be a part of, come and apply for my group coaching program at podcasttoprofitmastermind.com. Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it.
Hey, Stephanie, it's Rosie Alejandro from the Intentional Christian Woman podcast, and I'm also a proud current P2P student. I want to take a moment to say thank you so much to you and your amazing team for how you have impacted my life and the podcast. I'm celebrating some wins this week. So, ready? Here we go. Right now, my podcast is in the top 1.5%. Wow. It has surpassed 10,000 downloads. It has 103 Apple Podcast reviews. I actually made my first guest appearance on another podcast. And next week, I'll be launching my coaching program. What? Isn't God amazing? And you guys are awesome because God is using you in such a powerful way. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for all you do for us. I'm so grateful. And I just wanted to take this time to say thank you.
Hi, Steph.
Hey, Joy. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. Good to see you. So, Joy, today you would like me to do a podcast audit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So Joy, when you look at this podcast, what do you think needs to be optimized?
Well, I'm trying to decide partially whether or not that photo is good, like with the background that is there, as well as my concern is, do I have the right keywords there? I did make a couple of switches probably a month or so ago when I first started my podcast at the beginning of December of last year, obviously not ranking anywhere. First round of P2P, I was 10%. And then by the time I was ending the first round of P2P, jumped to 5% and did a little bit of tweaking with some of the keywords. But now I am actually focusing a little bit more on work at home moms versus kind of more generalized. So I want to make sure that I'm hitting the key points where I'm going to draw more people in. I finally hit 1,000 downloads last weekend, which to me, I feel like should be more, but I know that obviously it's still got to grow.
The title of your podcast is so amazing. I love it. We're keeping that, never changing that. This is great. Now the TSO though, Joy, it sounds like you're getting a bit more clarity. This is for the work at home mom now. You're right. Starting niche down a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if we can tighten this brand up just a tad now that you've discovered that, like, you know, what is she saying? Because we have a lot going on here. We've got find more time.
We have find more energy, and then we have lessen your stress. Over here, we talk about habits. What's the number one thing you would tell me that you actually do to help this work at home mom?
Well, what I'm doing is I am helping them to restructure what they're doing with their habits. And they don't say habits. Okay. They're thinking more routines. They're thinking they want to build in healthier habits like eating better, having more energy, being able to be around for their kids. They don't have the energy just to kind of do what they want to do with their kids. They want to be involved in the kids' activities, not just like sitting on the sidelines and watching them. So they want to bring in the pieces, the foundational pieces that they need to feel better, to be healthier, to have that energy, to be a part of their kids' lives.
Good. So can we swap that then to just healthy routines for work at home moms?
Mm-hmm.
Because we already say habits in the title, and we already say, well, we do already say healthy too, but I wouldn't mind if we reiterate that healthy routines or quick routines, simple routines.
Okay.
For work at home moms. And it's clear, guys, that we're talking about healthy habits because that's the title of her podcast. So we don't always have to reiterate the same verbiage when we do title and TSO. We can vary it a tad. So we've got healthier habits, mama, and then simple routines for work at home moms. What do those routines support? Healthy habits. It's clear. So I think if we tighten that little TSO up, Joy, that's going to help a lot.
Hey, friend, what's up? I want to interrupt today's podcast episode really quick to invite you to my free workshops. If you're struggling to get clear on what your niche is and what your business should be, come and check out my Clarity Workshop at freeclarityworkshop.com. Or secondly, come and check out the Podcast for Growth Workshop, where I will teach you exactly how podcasting works to grow leads, get clients or students into your offers, and make money. So that workshop is at podcastforgrowth.com. Both free, both incredibly value-packed. Come and check them out, freeclarityworkshop.com and podcastforgrowth.com.
Have you tested these main SEO keywords that you have at the top?
Yeah, I did some of them. In fact, I had a conversation going on with Lydia in the email probably about a month ago.
Yeah, you're ranking for that one. Healthier habits. I just wonder if these are too small. Because, you know, you're ranking, which is fine. It's great. We're ranking. But like, are we leaving any real estate on the table? Because we could have habits in general and be ranking for habits.
Right.
Instead of forcing somebody to type in healthier habits. Let's see.
Right. Just take the word healthier off.
And let's see if you rank for habits. My students are showing up in habits. So I would definitely try habits by itself. Okay. And then we've got self-care. Okay, that's a good one because that's big. Now, that's fine because it's in this realm. What about routines? Can we get routines up there? You're not showing up for self-care, so that one's too big. We need to find a variation of that one a little tighter. Now, I would like to see you ranking for routines. So let's try testing that one. And then work at home moms. Let's try testing that one. Spelled out, work at home moms. And see what shows up for those. Okay, Joy?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Why we care so much about a TSO statement? Yes, we care because it helps our person know we're for them. But it's also so critically important for you all to know what the heck you do. You know what I mean? You know, if you have this TSO that feels long and elusive and like a list, you are confused. When I say to you guys, what is the number one thing you are going to get known for? It's got to come from your TSO statement, right? So when Lindsay validates that this is her thing, she's going to say, I'm going to get known for cultivating balance through biblical prioritization. And people are like, dang, like she knows what she does. She owns this marketplace. Wow. She's not going, well, I kind of help moms with time management and prioritization and scripture and devotionals and believing in themselves and identity work and some like. You don't know what you do when you guys list to me 300 steps inside the method. The method is what you get known for. And I know we don't always know the method when we're getting started, but we at least can get close and have a direction. And then as we walk through Podcast to Profit in the next 3 to 4 months, we're going to test we're going to know what our method is because we've got to create a coaching offer around it and a course around it and marketing and messaging and fix a sales pitch. We're going to do everything, but let's get clear from the beginning so we can actually dig in and optimize it. So that's why we spend excruciating amount of time and brain power on cleaning this sentence up. So I hope that you guys understand why this matters so much.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review.
Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.